Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Good morning again, and welcome everyone to the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. I am Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and we are here to give the instructions. To mute your line, you must now press the number 6 and the star key. You will hear the appropriate announcement that says you're now muted or unmuted. If you have a question, press star 6 and the number 1, and the host will be with you immediately. A few things you want to avoid. Avoid coughing into your phone, clearing your throat, or clearing your sinus. No sleeping, no snoring. You want to respect this line as one who attends a local church service or as one who's in the presence of dignity. Please be sure to not use your speakerphone mode while participating. Please be sure you do not open two phone lines close by each other, such as your cell phones, computer phones, Skype, Magic Jacks, etc. Please be sure you do not leave your loved ones alone in the room with the phone holding private conversations, which certainly will be broadcast all over the world. For those of you who are participating, bear in mind the basic core always apply. That is, always identify yourself. Give your name, area code, and city that you're calling from, and remember you have a maximum of 2 minutes to participate. This is the Miracle Victory Line, so get ready for your miraculous victory. Victory like you've never seen in 2016. And again, we welcome all of our friends. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. And again, we want to thank all of you for joining the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. And now, the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, given a brand new spiritual awakening where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. In a moment, we will be bringing to you our chief ambassador, but we would like to pause because some of you want to be a blessing. This is a very special day, and it is our Founders Day, and we would like to give that address at the beginning, and stick with us because more information will be forthcoming as to how you too can be blessed. You may write to our chief ambassador simply by Dr. Bernard, V with a capital V, B-E-R-N-A-R-D. Dr. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. Stay with us. More information will be coming as today is a very good day to be a blessing to this great work that God is doing. And as we said, he is better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, the man whom God has called to lead the world into 100 days of fasting, which has already been completed this year. Also, the man that God led on 1,000 days of consecutive fasting. And he's the author of the book, 1,000 Days of Consecutive Fasting. Glory to God. For those of you interested in that book, you also may write to him and request that book. In the meantime, he is the first of many firsts. He's a man that God is using now in this day and time to instill an awareness of how good God is and to just stop and give God thanks. And he's taking it to another level, and he's doing an excellent job in impacting nations all over the world. Now, without any further ado, please put your hands together and let's welcome the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Thank you.
God bless all of you. God bless you. And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. It's a wonderful day to give God praise and adoration. Amen. I hope you all awake this morning. God is good. Amen. Welcome to starting you on your way. My God, there were so many storms here in Kansas City. I mean, storms everywhere. Lightning hitting. Just, oh my. Lightning. It was just hitting everywhere. But here we are, thank God. And we are alive and well. And God has blessed in such a great way. God is, let's go to God and thank Him for what He's done. Amen. And give Him glory and give Him adoration and just appreciate Him for waking us up this morning. Ambassador Hagan, are you still there?
Yes, sir. We are here.
Amen. God bless Bishop Hagan. Our regards to him. Can you lead us in a word of prayer this morning and pray for Bishop also as you pray?
Yes, sir. We'll be glad to. You just tell us when.
Oh, right now.
Yes, sir. You ready right now?
We're ready.
All right. Oh, let us all bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come this morning. We just want to say thank you, 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 thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just come to thank you in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. We've just come to love on you. We've come to appreciate you. Oh, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you because thou alone art God, and beside you there is none other. We just take this moment to just say how much we appreciate you. No matter what's going on, we thank you because you are God, and beside you there is none other. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
glory.
You.
Worthy, worthy, worthy are you, Lord. Worthy, worthy, worthy are you, Lord. You are so worthy to receive honor. You're so worthy to receive glory. You're so worthy, worthy, worthy are you, Lord. We thank you, thank you. Mighty, mighty, mighty are you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Who is like you, Lord? Glory be to God in all the earth. Oh, we thank you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. You are matchless. You are matchless in love and beauty. Your work is endless. There's nothing in this world that will ever satisfy except for you. You are the cup that will never run dry. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We bless your name. We bless your name, oh God. We bless your name. Oh, we thank you right now. We appreciate you. Thank you for this broadcast today. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for the leader, oh God. Thank you for Dr. Bernard Johnson and his wife and his family. We give you praise. We lift them up before you because of what you're doing, even right now. Oh, God, you are the holder of them. You are the holder of their present day, of their future day. Oh, God, of right now, God. Oh, you are holding them. We thank you for holding them. We thank you for being their redeemer. We thank you for being their supplier. We thank you for meeting every need. We thank you for the anointing that is upon his life and his wife and family. We thank you for how you called them for such a time as this. We thank you, Father, because you are the God who cannot lie. You will do what you say. You have circumference them. You have your mighty hedge of protection around them. You are doing for them in a great, big, mighty way. We thank you, Father, because you, oh, yes, you within you, there is much protection, and your protection has already circumferenced them. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. They dwell in your secret place, and nothing can harm them. We say thank you. We give you praise, Almighty God. Father, we lift up everyone that's a part of this great ministry today. We thank you, Father, for First Fruits, Amazing Grace, and for all, God, all ambassadors and ambassadors elect and their families. Father, we pray your mighty protection upon them. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you're walking each through the storm and how they're yet protected through the storm. We thank you, Father, because no weapon that's formed against any of these precious little ones shall prosper. because of what you're doing. We thank you, Father. Thank you for all of the great work that you've been doing all week long, how you've raised from the dead, how you have sustained, how you have supplied. Oh, God, how you've shown yourself strong and mighty in each of our lives. Lord, we say thank you. Now, Father, just have your way. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing, oh, God, for my husband, Bishop Hagin. I thank you, Father, because it's nobody but you, nobody but you. And we thank you for how you're working for him in a great, big, mighty way. We thank you, Lord, for favor. We thank you for how much you care. We thank you, oh God, for this great family, for their prayers. And we thank you, God, for the prayers of the chief and his wife and all of the ambassadors. And, oh God, the prayers that just have saturated or his life and mine as well, and how you're walking us through this journey, and we thank you for the victory. Ah, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, Father. And, oh, Lord, all those that will call in today and all those that will speak today, we say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to pray today, Lord, because it's prayer is great, a great way of showing that we love you and that we are not ashamed of you, and it's a great way to participate and to declare our love for you to everybody that's worldwide, and we thank you for this opportunity. Now, Lord, we know you hear us because you always hear us, and just have your way and do what only you can do. And we thank you, God, because there's no mountain too high. There's no valley too low. We give you praise. There is no problem, no situation. Nothing is big enough, hallelujah, to stand in your way or to oppose you or to, oh, God, or to refuse you. And we thank you because of victory today. And this is the victory line, and many have come today to receive victory. And we thank you for the victory that's being released today, victory like we've never seen. Oh, God, as they come one way, they will leave another. They will leave full of joy and full of victory, knowing that the enemy is defeated and you are Lord. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, and we call it all done for your glory. And as we embark upon the great victory and the song that you've given to our chief ambassador, we declare it today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, chief. Back to you.
My. And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Hagin.
You're welcome.
She's so instrumental on this prayer line, on the blog line, on all lines. We appreciate her so much. And to you, Bishop Hagin, we're praying for you. And God would, I mean, I know he's already raised you up. They tell me you preached last Sunday, and they had such a mammoth time on last Sunday. The Lord bless in an ultra-awesome, phenomenal way. And we're so happy to hear a report like that. Just take it slow, Bishop. Don't go too fast. Amen. It takes time for the body to heal that was set up by God himself. Healing virtue is there. But it takes time for, give the anointing time to work. It takes time for the body to heal. So we are glad for the report. Just want you to take it slow. Amen. To your whole, all the way back. And thank God. Y'all who are from Georgia, if you're from Bishop Hagin's church, if he preaches, if you feel like he's preaching too hard, just go up and just somehow get somebody to lay their hand on his shoulder. Amen. Just be kind to him, but lay your hand on his shoulder and say, thank God. God's blessed. God is blessed already, Bishop. Thank you so much. Amen. Because we want him around here a long time. Amen. God bless you. All right. Good morning to everybody. Y'all awake? Good morning
to
you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Amen. Come on, y'all. Are y'all speaking? Come on. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning to you.
Morning.
Morning.
What about y'all in 773 and 225 and 206? Are y'all speaking to 325 and 801? What about y'all in 404 and 616 and so many other area codes? 816 and 219. Are y'all speaking? Good morning to all of y'all.
Good morning.
Amen.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. 708.
Good morning. 708.
Good morning.
708.
Good morning.
801. Good morning. Yeah, God bless you. 801 and everybody else. Amen. Mm. Let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Lord.
Morning, Lord. Let's give him a wonderful shout of victory and praise. Amen. Lord, let's thank him for 2 or 3 minutes. If that's not too much, you know, we're going to ask you to come on in. Let's thank you. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
we praise
you,
your holy name, God, everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for what
thank
you've
you,
done.
Lord.
You are loved.
Thank you, Lord.
I hope
thank
I feel
you.
This very love
you.
Thank you,
Lord.
For everything that you've done.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, come on. Let's
thank
you for
thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You there. Kept us all night long.
Thank you.
For the good
thank
health.
You,
hallelujah.
Thank you for mine. Stood on the
thank you,
Lord.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Give it praise.
Thank
glory.
You.
Adoration.
Thank you, Lord.
And give it all that.
Thank you.
Can you wake up and holler? Thank you. Can you wake up and pray? He's been mighty good to you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Found in Psalms 30 and 5. I'm going to read it here from the King James Version here. It says, for his anger, hold on just a second. I want to get somebody say something. All right. For his anger lasts, that's the NIV. Hold on. Let me get it in the King James here. Thank God. All right. Y'all know that. Come on. Y'all know that. Amen. And here it is. Thank you. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Then weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Anybody ever been through that?
Yes.
Wept all night long, and God answered the prayer. Amen. I want y'all to interpret that for us. Help somebody who's listening. Over 195 different nations. Amen. They want to be energized by you and inspired by you. Psalm 35, for his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The line is open to you. This is the Wisdom Seminar. And let God give you, let us hear the wisdom that you have from the Lord. Amen. On this text here, it'll be a blessing to people worldwide. Who will be first? Amen. What do y'all think about that text? For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping, my God, may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. What do y'all think about that? All right, the line is open to you. Who'll be first speaking on that? The line is open to you. What do you think about that, Ambassador Frierson? What do you think about that? Ambassador-elect Toombs, Ambassador Forshee. Amen. I heard one witness right then.
Yeah, really.
Amen. But so many others. What do you think about that, Ambassador Pfeiffer? What do you think about that, Ambassador Forshee and all of you other great people of God? Tell us what you think about that. You know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy. What do you think about that, Ambassador-elect Palmer? Come on, y'all. Help us, help people. What do you think about that, Ambassador Cobb? The line is open to y'all, all right? Somebody's up in there. And just help us with that. Psalm 35. Just up in there. All right.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you.
This is Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson? How you doing this morning, Mother?
I have to get up because I was hurting in my legs and my arms. I'm feeling pretty good right now. A lot of time when I get up, I feel better, but I'm yet believing God. I could have gone and got a shot, but I want God to give me one. I'm waiting on the Lord.
Did he touch you?
Yes, sir.
Are you any better at all?
Yes, sir. A lot better.
Praise your way to a miracle. Just give him praise for you. Got one of the things I learned to do is just a little bit. Just go to thanking him for the little bit. Amen.
Oh.
And see what he does. You'll make him inhabit the praises of his people. And see what he does. God bless you. Come on. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. They use it at the funerals all the time, homegoing services. Amen. I want y'all to know what this means. All right. Who can help us? Come on, Mother Wilson.
I thank God for this scripture, and I know somebody else can bring it out better than I, but I was thinking about for his anger endures but a moment, and his moment is not our moment. Our moment, we may think it should happen right now, but a lot of time he takes us through, but yet his moment And when his moment come, he will he let us endure. He endured with us with whatever we are going through. And in his favor is life. As we go through it, he give us life and then bring us out with joy. And we can weep. And in his favor is life. Sin may endure for a night. And his night is not our night. But we may think that because it's day, 24 hours here, 24 hours there, that it's over. But his night is not our night. He can do it in a moment of time. If you want to, whatever God has in store for us, he will do it. But he said, weep and endure it for a night. And joy will come in the morning. In the morning, I know that if we are hurting and sick all the time, when he takes us out of here, our joy come after. In the morning when he deliver us out of this dilemma that we be in. God bless you.
Beautiful, Mother. Beautiful. Yeah, thank God for you. All right, somebody else, jump in there and help us with that. Who else will speak? All right, saints of God, come on. Be ye also ready, and God will bless you. Anybody experience that in your life?
This is Ambassador in Texas, area code 325 in Houston. I'm sorry, 832. another beautiful scripture this morning. And his anger, God's anger, endures but a moment. And like Mother said, his time is not our time, but he has so much grace and mercy for us when we don't do what he's supposed to do. He still loves us and he still takes care of us time after time after time. And I heard a writer said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And he said, I don't know when your morning is, but I've been in that situation where I have cried all night long. I've done that after situation after situation, because they always call me a crybaby. It doesn't take much for me to cry, and I've always heard the people that cry have big hearts. I'm glad that the Lord made me that way. My mother was a crybaby, which you want to call it, but you feel things deeper. And I'm glad that the Lord made me it seemed like my morning, I woke up, that I feel much better, and the Lord has soothed my heart, and I have just waited for him to help me through what the ordeal that I have gone through. And God is just such a good God, and his mercy just endures forever. I was going to ask you, Chief Ambassador, does it mean next morning, or does that mean because God's timing is not our timing? So I just wanted a little clarification of that, because I don't just take in what everybody say. I let the Lord lead and guide me in the words, because they say that's good, take it in, but that's not good, throw it away. And so I wanted to ask you that question. Does that mean the next morning, or what does that mean, Chief Ambassador?
Here's David going through a situation here, and he needs to be encouraged. He's encouraging himself. That's what I like about David. He would encourage himself. And he messed up with God. And God's anger seemed to be upon him. God's anger only lasts but a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. And then he says, weeping may endure for a night. See, he's coming through that storm. In other words, a night is a storm in your life. Some of y'all are having a night right now. Sometimes I say, Lord, we seem like we've been in the storm long enough, amen, too long. But he decides how long your storm is. And see, that night is a storm. It may last for 10 nights. It may last for 3 months. Amen. I had a storm just recently. But when you go through a storm, when you come or get sick, That's your night. You know, you understanding what I'm saying here? That's your night. Amen.
Yeah.
You come out of that storm, that's your morning. Amen. Yeah, weeping may endure during that night. Amen. Or for a night. But joy will be there in the morning. Now, let me show you something. You have to look many times. If you want to understand life, look at the creativity of God himself. Notice how he created the world. Last night we had some terrible storms here. I mean, literally, storms. I mean, that thunder was rolling. I mean, it was just so loud. It seemed like it was right next door. Thunder, boom, everything. It was terrible. But notice we came through the night. Like last night, we had thunderstorms. It was terrible again last night. But notice that yesterday, after the thunderstorms passed over, there was a bright sunshine everywhere. Oh, my God. Only a few clouds in the sky. It was a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
See, and you have to look at that to look at how God intends for your life to be. You will never have a lifetime of just sunshine. You're going to have some storms, dark clouds to rise. It's just painted for you in the world. Look at the world. You got dark clouds everywhere. And then the rain falls, amen? And you get out of the rain, you know, to keep from getting wet. But and then after all that, here comes the bright sunshine. It's the same way with your life. Look at nature. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Look at nature. God will send a storm or allow a storm to come in your life. It seems like you will weep all night long, but a rejection is for your protection. Amen. And then when you come on out of that sun, I'm going to preach a sermon I preached some time ago. And I'm preach this, step down to step up. See, it looks like the enemy snatches what you have from you. But God allows it to let you step down in order to take you up higher. You wouldn't have the faith you got now until you step down in order to step up. So your storm is a step down in order to after the sun, the storm comes the bright sunshine. It will help you to go up higher. God bless you. Hopefully that helps y'all, some of y'all. The weeping may endure for a night while you're going through. Yeah, you weeping and crying and everything else. But it won't last forever. I remember James Cleveland used to sing that song, "This." He couldn't talk that well, but he said, "This too will pass. This too will pass." It will pass if you just hold on and keep the faith. It will pass, and it will be a step down to step up. I told the blog folks last night, listen, a lot of times God will let you go through and why you're really going through doing the small times when you don't have much of nothing, he'll let you go through then. Why? He's molding you and shaping you for when you do have a lot. Let people pull tricks on you while you're down, kick you while you're down, do everything to you while you're down. Why? Because if you were up, for example, let me use money. If you didn't have no money, he allows you to go through your storms while you don't have money. Because one day when the Lord blesses you with great, great, great amounts of money, when they try to pull tricks on you then, they won't be able to pull them because you've been through the storm when you didn't have nothing. If you went through those storms while you got $1 million, I guarantee you they would have gotten much of the $1 million. You see what I'm saying? But he lets you go through while you ain't got nothing. So when you get the million, they won't be able to pull the tricks on you and get away with it because you've been through the storms when you didn't have nothing. Am I making sense to anybody on this line? And so he allows
yes, sir.
You to go through storms while you are down. Because if you were up, they would maneuver you. You ain't been through this, you ain't been through that, been raised without a whole lot of this and that. And people who've been in the street come at you. Amen. But God lets you go through it while you don't have much. Because you're going to, believe me, y'all going to be blessed, 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 blessed. And he'll let you go through the storms and weep for a night. This just show you that afterwards you got a bright sunshine. God bless you. Anybody else want to talk? The line's over you. Open to you. Come on.
Yes, this is Sister Lilla Garnett, area code 77.
Yes, ma'am.
I thank God for this scripture out of the way I see it for so that for his anger and do it for a moment in his favor, is life. No, weep and you say weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I thank God, you know, because his anger, you know, whereas God's anger is just for a moment, and his favor is lifetime. A lot of times we do things to people, do things to us. We will forgive them. I mean, we should. God is a forgiving God. But a lot of times we hold things against a person. If they do, you know, anger, we hold something against them. They might say, I'll forgive you, but I won't forget it. But see, God is not like that. He forgives us. He wants to forgive us. And his favor is lifetime. So when you got the favor of God, that's a blessing. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to forgive. And when we sin against him, we have to suffer the consequence because there is, and he will forgive us. But, you know, you reap what you sow. If you sow good seed, you're going to reap good seed. And if you sow bad seed, you're going to reap bad seed. So that's what he wants. But God is not going to, he's a forgiving God. He doesn't hold grudges against us like we our sisters and our brothers a lot of times. That's the way I feel it. That's the way I see it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm so glad here in NIV it says, for his anger lasts only a moment. And I'm so glad because God got angry at the children of Israel when they messed up on him so bad and committed spiritual adultery. Amen. God had done everything for them, and they left and went to a man who hadn't done nothing for them. And gave him all of the blessings that should have gone to God. Amen. You know, they went to Satan and built that golden image and gave him all the blessings that belonged to God. God got angry. He was going to kill all of them. He got angry for a moment if he had stayed a long time. Oh, my God. We may not be here today. He would have destroyed the whole world. God can do it. But his anger only lasted for a moment, amen. But in his favor, it lasts for a lifetime, amen. When God puts favor on you, he'll keep putting favor on you. Just live for him. His favor is something. Oh, I'm experiencing the favor of God, and I thank him for it. Weeping may remain for just a night, amen. But rejoicing is going to come in the morning. It's going to follow those dark clouds. God bless you. Just before I move, anybody else want to say something?
Yes. Good morning. This is Deborah Pryor.
Yes, ma'am. Good to hear your voice.
Praise God. What I get from that is how faithful God is. He may be angry because he's disappointed because he loves us so much, and it brings to mind when I was, you know, like late teens, I would stay out too late sometimes, and, you know, I would fear the wrath of my father when I came in, you know, him, you know, just being angry, you know, he had a really loud voice, and, you know, he would remind me of the rules of the household, and, so, you know, I would try to slip in, but a lot of times he would be awake and catch me. And I knew it was wrong to overstay, but I was having fun, and I disregarded the rules the same way sometimes in life for one reason or another. They say it's the pride of life, lust of the flesh, and lust of the eye. We disregard God's his commandments. We disregard living the life that God wants us to live. And, of course, he's angry. He's disappointed. But that anger doesn't last forever because he gives us a chance to repent, to turn from those ways and to go more in the ways of him. And by following that God's way, that's where the favor comes for a lifetime. So back to my dad, he would be a little bit angry at night, but because he loved me and cared about me so much, what he would do, it would kind of make me mad, but it would make me feel on the good also. He would fix a big breakfast in the morning. So even though, you know, myself or my sister were out late, we would still want to get up and have pancakes and stuff. And then that would give him a chance, because he really wanted to know what went on. That would give us a chance to talk to him, you know, a little bit. And it let us know that even though he was angry, he loved us. Because
yeah.
It was, you know, that was, you know, we might have gotten that, you know, mean word at night, you know, being rebuked for what we did wrong. But in the morning, it was a new day, you know, with the family, and it was just a blessing. And that was one thing I remembered about my dad. One last point is it was raining just really hard this week. And I have this little dog that when he goes out, there's some little weeds that started coming up with sticky bugs. So while it was raining, the ground was soil. I mean, the soil was moist, and I was able to kind of pull them out, which works better than just putting the weed and feed and things on, pull them out from the root. So during the storm, and even the storms in our life, it softens our heart. So sometimes we can pull out, you know, or God, you know, through His Holy Spirit and through His Word, He'll pull out the negative or the bad things from the root, and those things, you know, just get thrown into the sea of forgetfulness, and we can go on in the right path. So that's what I got from that.
Beautiful.
Thank
Look
you,
at you,
God
Sister Brian. God bless you, Ambassador. Wonderful, wonderful. I got to move, y'all. I'm out of time here on that, but I want to move to our prayer request. Anybody got prayer requests this morning? Want to get some prayer for you? God answers prayer. I'm telling you, I'm a witness. He will hear and answer prayer. If you can get it in, we'll get some prayer for you. Number one, who's first? Got a prayer request?
This is Sister Coleman of Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
I would like to put Minister Timothy Owens and Miss Gloria Owens on the prayer list this morning. He's on my heart.
All right, Elder Owens.
Yeah.
And Sister Gloria.
All right,
that's good. All right, anybody else?
Don't forget about me, Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson, thank you so much. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Renee.
Good morning, Pastor Johnson.
Good morning.
Just want to pray for my mother. She had to have surgery on her toe this week. They had to move her big toenail. So she's in a little bit of pain. So lift her up this morning. And then my brother Roy, he's going through some things. So lift him up in prayer.
What is your mother's name?
Betty.
All right. Good. All right.
Mm-hmm. Y'all all have a blessed weekend. I love y'all all.
We love you, too.
We love you, too.
Is there one more?
Yes. Thanking God that my son, Ryan, he's at his second year at Illinois State University.
Give us your name.
He got a job at Myers. So that's going to be a blessing because school and everything is expensive. So, and also for Remington, who's here with me, he was kind of going through a little depression thing. He's doing much better, but that he will continue to do better, and that Ryan will do well. And, well, they both do well academically and, you know, with their jobs. So Ryan and Remington and and I'll say, well, some of the seniors in my family have been having health problems, that especially my aunt Jeanette Anderson, that God will continue to heal.
All right. We certainly will. All right. I'll say one more, but I can't take a couple more. Anybody else?
Just a little more.
East Falcon.
All right, unspoken. Anyone else?
913, good morning. This is Sheila Brown, Kansas City, Kansas. I was going to pray for Sister Lucille. Wanted prayer. My prayer request was for Sister Lucille and her family, for your family, Chief Ambassador.